everybody. Well, it's Saturday night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. We're on BBS Radio, and if you're on an archive, we're on Station 2. Station 2 on Fridays and Saturdays. And let's clear the date here. So the date is January 21st, 2017. And we'll release the energies here in case you're connected quarter to this day for some reason. Here we go, releasing the energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's energize the light beams right now. And then we'll take away after that one of your situations that you could be dealing with here. So anyway, the light beams up on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. Oh, stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll do it again here. Get a little more energy for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good. And think of a situation that you're going through. And we want to get off that timeline. So here we go. Releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. So we'll turn it over to our co-host. So, Dan, are you out there? The makeup room and stuff?
Yes, I am, looking very glamorous tonight. So welcome, everyone. Thank you, Ron, for being here. Everyone really enjoys Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. This is Ron Amatron, and he is our wonderful light being ambassador from Creation Lightship. His website is called creationlightship.com. So if you haven't already checked that out, please go to that after this show, where you can learn a lot more than even we'll talk about tonight, and you can experience some free healings. And also, since it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, you're welcome and encouraged to send us requests for any of the special rooms on the Lightship that you'd like to visit. If it's the first time, you can basically choose anything from nature, like if you love bears or a certain kind of tree or flower. All of that is on Creation Lightship because it's source energy where things were created. So if you came to this show through the BBS page, you can click on the fast chat button and send us a message anytime. Or you can send us an email, and the email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I can receive those while we're on the air. So today we had a wonderful special healing call that Ron gave for us. I have to be honest, Ron, I know it began at 11. I am not sure what time you even ended, but it felt like a nice long time. And what Ron did is he removed pins from our bodies, metal, I guess, that have probably been there for thousands of years, and they're certainly hurting us. And then you did a physical healing for us where you had us all lay down. I know you said that was an hour and 15 minutes, and it was truly wonderful. And we have some testimonials already about today. I thought, oh, we won't get any testimonials yet because everyone probably feels like I do, kind of knocked out and super relaxed, but we did, in fact, get some testimonials. So shall I just go ahead and read those, Ron?
That'd be great, yeah.
Okay. Of the few pin calls I have been on, this one I felt deeply, especially the last hour when we hung up, when we lied down. That's right. I guess some people hung up the phone because you said we could lay down. So she hung up the phone, and when you announced the part you were working on, I had listed to request before. So, right, this person, you did say if there are any special things you want worked on to ask for them during the pin part, and, of course, also the physical healing part. And another one. Hello, Ron. Thank you for a wonderful day of healing. I am very peaceful yet energized from it. After each area of the body you removed pins from, I was compelled to move around. Each place felt loose and open. I really appreciate you adding in the physical healing at the end. That felt so good, I fell asleep.
Oh, very good.
And that email, Ron, gave me an idea because, you know, we always are getting new listeners. And you have done that quite a few times, especially recently on some of your healing weekday healing calls. Added in that physical component, and you've done the special healing in December. It was December 19th, I believe, where you did the body organ restoration. And I thought it would be interesting in case even some people that were on the call today might not fully understand what was happening. So could you explain what happens when you do that for us, Ron?
When the pins get released, is that what you're asking?
No, well, you could talk about that too if you like, but when you had us lay down.
What happens is when you're laying down, the light beings are actually working with you according to your own request. That's very nice because you can have a lot of healing work done. And on the calls, we work a lot of things, but this is your own time to kind of kick back and relax. And normally you start feeling really nice and good and you start feeling a lot of peace energy, which can actually maybe put you to sleep a lot. So you do feel very calm afterwards. So back to you.
Right. And so is that our opportunity to speak directly to the light beings? Do they come to us?
Yes. You're already on the light ship, so they're already there, and you're just continuing on with having the healing work done.
Okay, great. Oh, so do you think they also were working with us removing pins still?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, I wasn't sure. Okay, we're starting to get requests for the rooms tonight. Thank you, listeners. I have a question, Ron, based on a room request. You have an orb clearing to get orbs away from us, and someone's requesting an orb room. So could you clarify what an orb is? Would there be orbs on Creation Lightship?
There's a room to release orbs.
Oh, okay. Okay. Great. Then we'll leave that request in to release orbs that might be on our bodies, huh?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and those are those sort of light bubble-looking things that you sometimes see in a photograph.
And, yeah, that is correct.
We do not want those around us. So great, thank you for clearing up that confusion. Someone else wrote in, as I believe you requested, a testimonial for the hope clearing, which you gave away on the New Year's call that you did. Literally about to give up waiting for ascension for 10 years. Felt like I could not take it anymore with constant new obstacles. But when Ron gifted us the whole life hope clearing, I am having a resurgence of optimism to hang in there.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes, we'd all like to know.
For this year, you know.
Pardon?
Another year. No.
Yes. I don't know why, Ryan. It seemed like you were cutting out just then.
Yeah, it's very good. That's why I gave it out, because people needed, I believe, to have a lot of energy. They'd be able to hang longer.
Right. Yeah, and that's a great healing. So if you were on that call, Ron did give that healing away free for whole life. Okay, so we have a question, Ron, and a sort of testimonial. Someone's asking about grid lines and ley lines, which I believe you spoke about recently. do they differ, and are they used to open portals, vortexes, stargates, and timelines?
I would guess they could be used for that. They're entry points that can connect to you, so that's how I would look at that. I don't know what their actual distance would be between them, but they do have vertical horizontal lines that are being used to keep you in your little quadrant of where you, live, and that's how they connect to you. That's why when you go from maybe different locations, you're driving your car and you feel a different energy, and because that's changed at that time. You're dealing with different energies in different cities or even different blocks, and those blocks and cities are controlled by various alien races. Oh, back to you.
Okay, so I know, you've told us to clear our latitude, longitude, and GPS coordinates on, there's a healing for each of those. Oh, no, there's a healing for ley lines and grid lines, that's right, and also on the natal barcode. So a listener wrote in, after the show last night, I looked up my latitude, longitude, and GPS coordinates. I found my land and location on the map. But weirdly, my house was not there. My neighbors were. It felt very strange. So I guessed where it was and did the clearings on them. My head was spinning clearing these numbers. So my question is, Ron, do you think I got the correct numbers for my place? I will move, but for today I am here. Will the aliens find me anywhere I reside? So I feel like she took herself off the map.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. A little sci-fi movie going on here. That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. That's like a real success story.
Yep.
Right. Oh, I almost missed this. Oh, good. Another testimonial on the hope clearing. Hi, Ron. I am a young 59-year-old woman. I work mainly with all millennials, and they have been depressed since the presidential election. They are becoming bigger victims every day because their person did not win. The hope clearing has allowed me to remain clear-headed, calm, and hopeful, even with all their complaining and moodiness. Thank you for this gracious gift.
Oh, that's, okay, wonderful.
And someone sent in a couple of questions about family members who don't speak English. And I just want to say what Ron has said is it doesn't matter that what language you speak, the light beings speak every language. And they said that their alphabet isn't on the keyboard. Well, just type it in as best you can in English, what you need to put in there, I would say, and the light beings will know. So they were concerned about today's pin call, that their relative doesn't speak English, and I'm sure that's all fine, Ron, right? Can you just assure the person that...
Oh, yeah, it's perfectly fine. No problem whatsoever.
Right. Okay. Okay. Another email. The Friday show was so helpful as far as information and the lymphatic healing Ron did for our bodies that had energetic bubbles. It left me so relaxed, like something toxic left my system, and I was able to float peacefully to sleep and stay asleep to my amazement. I did not wake myself up with a snore. I have the skin auric field clearing, and I'm looking forward to the February 18th conference call you announced, Ron.
Right.
Right. So we wanted to talk about that. So since this person brought it up, let me just take a quick look here at the... outline, 1 second, of, okay, so the first thing to announce is that the date has already changed to February 25th, which is a Saturday. Ron has an expo in Los Angeles coming up at the beginning of February, while the 10th or is it 11th, 12th, and 13th, I'm sorry, that weekend. So if you're in L.A. or the L.A. area or you can fly here, you might want to go to the New Life Expo and meet Ron in person. And you can go to their website and you'll get all the details about attending. And we'll talk more about that later in the show. So anyway, the date is now Saturday, February 25th. It's another special call like the one we had today. There is a prerequisite, so it's very important that everyone really listen and get this. You must have already done your whole life emotional healing. And then also the free healing of the alien oxygen code removal. So that's an easy one, and probably most people are doing that kind of often anyway. And it's really a fabulous clearing, Ron. They're blueprint clearings. And what you did last night, what that listener was writing about, was just a sample of one part of it, which was taking those bubbles out of our lymphatic system. So you're going to remove an invasive metallic tube that's in our spine, release of microscopic alien energy life forms that have been attached to humanity for eons of time. Ugh, I won't go on with all that description. Release from excess carbon monoxide from our physical body, removal of cloned skin fragments, and there'll be an orange skin cleaning wrap. Ooh, that sounds fantastic. There'll be a pink skin wrap to get rid of unwanted energetic surface dwellers and their attachments, and then a golden energy bath for enhanced circulatory function. And it's recommended for after this session that you do the skin auric field repair once a month for fluidity and elasticity in the body. This will be quite an intensive clearing with a total of 14 individual clearings in it. So, again, that's Saturday, February 25th, and it's $50. So I've been talking a lot, Ron, and people are here listening to me, and they want to hear from you. Is there something you want to share or anything you want to tell us, any clearings we should be doing?
Well, that call's going to kick butt, so and enjoy it. Complex type of call. It'll change you completely. You know, the calls that we've had before, they're all good, but this one here is just one that's kind of way out of the box. Especially when you get these like barnacles and the critters that are living on your skin released. And your body will be actually warmer as we do one of the clearings on it. They go up a couple of degrees in temperature, and your body will stabilize. So, yeah, it'll be very, very good. Back to you.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. Okay, well, this is very interesting. It just came in. Ron, it's a little long, so I'm going to have to edit down a little bit as I'm just reading this. I kind of glanced at it, but newly discovered you over this week and already experiencing physical improvements through your free healings. Thank you. I have also purchased and run the spirit barcode removal. I am panicking at the moment. In my ignorance on seeking ascension, I received a master attunement. And then I won't go into the details, but some frequency, you know, went into their body, and it keeps kind of coming up again, sort of reverberating. So they ran the alien head connection over six, I guess, I mean, they opened it six times, which is great, with extended times, but they feel like this is still with them. Can you advise what they should do next?
What do you think, Ann? I'm trying to think of, you know, the dark side practitioner.
Well, yes, that's because what happened is, unfortunately, and don't feel too bad because many of us listening, you know, talking and listening have made the same mistakes in the past. And I would say that that dark practitioner clearing is very important. And it will take that energy away because I think this person understands what you've done is you invited something into your energy field and it needs to get taken out.
Yeah, I would say so.
Keep doing all, you know, the free ones that you're doing, and the spirit barcode was a great idea. Of course, Ron generally recommends very first to do the emotional body clearing. There's also, would the alien attack page be good at this point, Ron?
I think it would, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so the dark practitioner is a whole life clearing, and the alien attack is a, I believe, $30 clearing that you just do for a set period of time. But you might want to look into all of that and kind of get in your body and ask your spirit. Okay, so someone is already asking, how do we sign up for that call? I don't think you really need to sign up yet, Ron, or do you? I guess if you wanted to pay now for some reason, they could do the donation on the website.
No, you're confusing. Just
okay.
Wait a week before the call or something.
Okay. And the way to really be sure that you're getting information. Of course, we announce things on the shows, but it's really good to sign up to receive Ron's emails. That's on the right-hand side of his website, which is, again, creationlightship.com. And he will definitely be sending out a flyer. And probably once you get that flyer, Ron, that would be okay to pay after that, right?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for asking that, listener. And, okay. Oh, someone is suggesting the 2,000-year darkness barcode removal. Thank you, listener. That's a great idea for the person that just wrote in. Ron does suggest that for all of us, but also he has said if you have someone in your life that is in a lot of darkness, that's a good one to run. So that's a free one. Perhaps this person's already done that one, but if not, it's a good one. Someone else? Well, thank you. See, listeners like to help other people, so thank you. Someone else is suggesting the harmonic frequency clearing. Since they had a recent attunement, that might help. What do you think about that, Ron?
Yeah, that could help, too. You want to get the thing off of you, though. You don't know what T-shirt you're wearing, you know, and who's going to respond to it. When you do an attunement or meditation or something, that's how you get hooked up to darkness, because all of a sudden you volunteered to have some wonderful thing happening to you without knowing the consequences. And some of the practitioners doing this, maybe all of them, they think they're doing you a big favor. It's just, wow, they're doing this for me. This is great. And they're you know, somebody tapped them on the shoulder years ago and said, they're Archangel Michael, and you're here to give attunements to people, you know. And well, the practitioner may think, yeah, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do, and I'm this really gifted, blessed person, and, wow, this is wonderful. But, yeah, run, don't walk. You know,
Mm-hmm.
Meaning something outside of yourself. And anything outside of yourself can be suspicious. That's why all the clearings that we have on the website, it works with your spirit. If your spirit's not involved with the clearing, then you know that there's problems going to be there. Your spirit will only allow light to come into itself and then come into you within a process. So you want to have your spirit be the buffer there, if it can possibly do that. Now, if somebody forces an emotional body on you, your spirit probably can't do anything because the emotional bodies are so much more stronger than your own spirit, so it can take over that energy. We'll just see if anybody else has anything to add to what we're talking about here. And a lot of people have had attunements, not understanding or realizing, you know, what can happen to them afterwards. So it gets to be just one of those things that we have to live with. So back to you.
Well, at least that person did find Creation Light Chip and is on their way to having it removed, and things will get better. But, yeah, it's a shame. And I'm sure, like many of us did, they probably paid for it, too. Just to add insult to injury. Okay. So someone else sent in just now a testimony for the Hope Clearing. Ron asked for testimonials on this on Friday night. I only recently had a chance to run it. I feel it allows me to feel more optimistic about everything I am involved with, including the benefits of the clearings to purify my body for ascension. That one thing is what I live here for. Thanks again for the show. So thank
That's
you
good.
For sending that in. And we would love to hear from people who are on the call today also, even though, you know, as I said, I think everyone's probably very, tired probably from... Oh, someone else wrote in to help the person that wrote in earlier do the organization affiliation removal healing. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that sounds very good, yeah.
Right. And, okay, and someone did write in about today. Thanks for another great healing call today. Before I lay down for more healing, I had to shower to wash the poisons off. Felt wonderful after. Felt my neck pop back into place.
Great.
Okay, and we're getting some more room requests. Thank you. And, okay, the person... So the person that wrote in about the attunement is writing in again that they were unfortunately told what they were getting was true source, and they didn't need permission to do it. And they've since sent some of the symbols of it to some friends and family. Well, just tell them to delete it or throw it out and keep working on the healings. That's the best thing. And you could clear them as well on some of the free healings.
Yeah, that sounds good, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So a couple of questions now, Ron. Someone was listening to a January 2007 show. At that time, you went on Creation Lightship almost every show. You, at that time, I guess, only had Wednesday and Saturday. Notice that you mentioned healing energy of the light beings will stay with people for a few days. I notice you don't do that, from what I recall. Was that because there were a lot less people listening back then and a lot less people participating?
Well, the energy can possibly be with you for that long. So that's still true. Because you could be on the light ship having some special work done or something. And that's kind of, I have no control over that. Or don't get into that type of clearing. Sometimes, you know, when you go there for maybe like tonight for like 10 minutes, maybe they might need 20 minutes. So when I bring you back, you're actually there having, more energy coming to you.
Right. Okay. Someone else has a testimonial here for the four-hour New Year's call, Ron, and of course, anytime is a good time to send in a testimonial, so thank you. Just a gesture of appreciation for my second year of the New Year's four-hour call. The clearing healing I received freed me up from sinister attacks by the controllers. It is amazing. This Saturday, meaning today, I will be on the pin removal call. I have done every one with you with immediate results. Wow. Wow is right.
Very good.
Okay. Do the light beings have art and language, etc., or is that only an alien construct or somehow from the dark side mind?
I would say that's a dark construct, yeah. When you go to the light ship, it will bring forth the energies, that you're dealing with for the particular rooms and whatever they look like to you. So we're dealing with energies that look human here, we'll say, in animals. And on other locations, if they go to the light ship, we'll just use that and possibly maybe completely different. So as far as them doing things, we'll say, after you leave the light ship, are they having parties and, seeing movies and stuff? No. They only materialize when I request them to help people. They may have their own particular energies that they're working with, too, for doing things. But normally, they're going to materialize according to, what we need here for you to have an experience when you go to the light ship. Oh, back to you.
Right. So, it's almost the same as what we were talking about earlier with the rooms that we go and see on the light ship, which we'll be doing shortly.
Yep.
Okay. Someone else has more suggestions for the new listener. The Galactic Federation affiliation clearing. Do you agree with that, Ron? Is that something
Big
that would
one,
help?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. And also signs and symbols, whole life clearing. So all of these suggestions are wonderful. I would say, since the first thing that came to Ron was the dark practitioner, I would start with that. And that might just take care of it. And then you'll know, as with all the healings, you'll know what your next step should be. Because there are many, 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 many healings on the website, and Ron always says nobody needs all of them. So I guess just do the one and then see how you feel. And also keep doing the free ones that you were doing. Okay, so a person, Ron, has a picture of another person on their wall. And once it fell off the wall, and they thought, oh, that's a heads up to tell that person in the picture that there might be some trouble coming. and a bad timeline. And sure enough, the person did get into some big trouble, and now it's fallen off again. So should they do clearings for this person?
I don't know on that one.
Okay. Right. It wouldn't hurt. Never. It's always good. Okay. Getting more requests. Pin removal. I spent the last part of the pin removal as an absentee and was on a hike at the time. And happy to say, even though I'm not athletic, the hike was almost effortless. Did I get an energy infusion, or was I made real during the last part of the conference call? If so, I felt it. Thanks for all these pin removal conference calls. I have attended all of them and plan to continue.
Yeah, if you signed into it, paid for the call, then yeah, you would be on the call regardless if you're on the telephone or not. So that's probably what you're feeling then, is the energies from the call.
Okay. And someone just sent in another one. I took your suggestion to do a foot bath today, and this felt great. Also, drank my water during the call. I'm noticing a body cleansing. Talked to the light beings and had a good sleep. Felt great. Awesome. Great call. Thank you, Ron.
Very welcome.
The
healing for people, I'm trying to think what to, I'd like to give, at least do something. I'm going to be doing another clearing. We have one on the 28th of next month, and then have a couple of expos. So probably in April, I have a clearing, and I don't know how I'm going to do this quite yet, but it's called Spirit in the Box. So you are wondering where the aliens have taken the other spirit parts of you, we'll say, or, you know, where are you, you know, why aren't you around? So I won't say this is going to really empower you, you know, 1,000,000%, but we found a location over the years here where some of your spirit energy is being held, and they're like in boxes. So we'll be doing that call probably in April. And that will help to bring more spirit energy to you so you're going to feel better. I don't know how much it's going to help you. I know I did it for the co-host a while back just as an experiment to see how they felt. How did you feel about that, Anne? Put me on the spot here.
Oh, no, not at all, Ron. Fantastic. It's interesting that you call it box, and I did feel it as such, but I also felt like there were sort of thin ropes or something all through my body, maybe holding it in place or something, or further attaching that to me, and I felt like those felt like they were released too.
Yes, uh-huh.
So, as with many of your healings, Ron, and I think a lot of people would agree with me, when you do a healing, like someone just said, you sometimes fall asleep. You don't really know what happened. But then as you go about your days and weeks, your life has changed and improved. And I feel like that healing was one of those occasions for me where it was a little hard to know exactly what changed, but I know that I felt very good, as I always do, and that my life continues to get better and better with all the Creation Light Ship healing.
Well, I just asked one of the other co-hosts, and they said that I saw an expansion of spirit energy that extended to my life force energy. When I've done this, most people probably had, I'll just say, maybe four boxes where your spirit energy was contained. Well, I can't tell you how much more you're going to be getting back on it, but it does feel wonderful. Maybe we'll talk about it on each show here coming up with the co-host that's on, because I did it with the co-host just to see how, and it was pretty heavy for me to do. I did only, I guess, I think it's the four co-hosts together, and it was, you know, I won't say a challenge, but it wasn't a cakewalk. But anyway, you do feel better as this, these fragments or pieces of you come back. So anyway, I guess we can go to the light ship now. Oh, now one of them saying that they had, the spirit was locked into five different boxes. So they kind of look like square boxes to me in a sense, and I take the sides down and I pull the top off, and then we look at the spirit. Some spirits were like not in too good a shape from some people, like dusty and moldy. Some look like, well, and get out of here. So we pull them out and bring it back to the person one at a time. So I'll have to see how I'm going to do this call. But anyway, it was, you know, very interesting. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. Only works live on this program. And here we go. Think of one particular issue you'd like to work on. Here we go, going up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants now. And here we go. Went into the hot tub room first. So you may feel yourself being out of time. And remember, you're out of time on the light ship because the light ship doesn't work in time. And that's why, you know, you can't not talk to source energy because you're living in time. And it's like a different, I guess making it simple, a different jurisdiction. It would be like common law versus admiralty law. So the law of the land versus the law of the sea, and they don't, they, those two energies in jurisdiction cannot talk to each other. So anyway, that's the way it is. So you cannot talk to source energy because you're living in time. And plus there's no words in source energy. So we got a room here we want to go into. Somebody's requesting a gulp room. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, and request your one particular healing that you'd like to have. And we have one for maybe if you have a situation with your spine, so we'll see if we can do a spine adjustment for you. We'll see what happens here. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And let's go into a room where they have pigeons. Oh, there's pigeons. And also some blue jays. Oh, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to a room that will release some of the orbs from us. We have an orb clearing on the website. So you may want to do that. If you feel a little relief, there's lots of orbs that can't connect to us. So here we go. We're going to be releasing some orbs. So one, two, three, four, and five, and we'll release them where your particular situation is. So maybe you want a healing someplace in your body, so we're going to take the orbs away from that area. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, boy, a lot of energy there. Take you into the room that you were created in, where your spirit would have been initially. So going into this room here, this is your own particular room. So the door is opening, and you're going in there. So one, two, three, four, and five. And you might get a little more energized as the room has the frequency of you in it. We'll enjoy that. We have a request for like a salt cave, pink salt. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one more time, one, two, three, four, and five. We have one more room we'll go into. We'll go into two more, so we got one, I mean, up here, the elephant room and horses. So these would be the last two that we go into. Oh, request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so now we're going to come back from the light ship. You're going to feel yourself coming into time. And right now you're out of time, so you may look at things in your room and not relate to them too much because they're in time and you're out of time. Well, that's the way it works, like the different jurisdictions here of Admiralty versus common law or land and the sea. Jurisdictions are both completely different. They don't mix. So here we go. Oh, we got a horse room. It's okay. We'll go to horses. So stronger, I think we already did. In fact, what I'm going to do for people as a treat, I did this with a co-host maybe 6 months ago. So somebody, I think, requested a horse room on the light ship. So I let the co-host stay on the light ship for an extra hour after the BBS program. So if you like to go horseback riding, you can select your particular horse that you like. And ride that horse, one only horse that you select, okay? You can ride that one horse for an hour and 10 minutes now. So just look at your clock and just see what time zone you're in. And you can go horseback riding on the light ship. So we're going to come back now. Nope, you're going to stay up there, and I'll bring you back in an hour and 10 minutes. So you're going to be in that one room, one location, and you're going horseback riding. So you'll be coming back here in an hour and 10 minutes. So enjoy this year. It's a lot of fun. And you may get your spine adjusted as the horse is running and helping you out for just having a great time. Oh, back to you. And we'll see what happens here. I'd like to have some testimonials if we could read them maybe on the next, maybe the Saturday show. You'd read them then. Oh, back to you, and you might want to put Saturday testimonial on that, and we'll see how people enjoyed the horse room as you're riding your horses. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That is so fun and such a treat. And the horse that we'll be riding is, of course, a light being. And that's so interesting that you said we'll kind of get our spines adjusted, so that makes it even more fun. Everybody likes that. And would it be a good idea to talk to the horse while we're riding?
Oh, yeah, that's what you normally would do in the rooms is communicate. And so just enjoy it, talk to the horse, and just see if you're out of time. You're going to, you know, a lot of times just riding a horse, going up and down on it can adjust your spine automatically. So we'll see what happens, and we'll see what kind of testimonials we get. So. Everybody who goes horseback riding now, I would like to have a testimonial. That's your homework. So let me know how you're doing with this year.
Now, I know when you've done this before, you don't have to watch the clock or anything because you feel, you know, I have felt that energy of, you know, you're coming back to reality. You know, there's like just this slight, you know, coming back down to earth, I guess. It's a great...
Right, so you're lucky tonight because... People listening live are going to be doing this. If you're on a archive, just know you're going to have peace energy, but you won't feel the horse energy because you're actually disconnected now from the light ship. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, and we have someone informed us recently, now 10 years worth of archives of doing these shows on the BBS radio station, and they're all wonderful shows. And you're welcome, encouraged to listen to any of them anytime. But the Saturday night show is really, really good to get on live because of this visit to the light ship that Ron does every Saturday night. And you're welcome to request a physical healing. And it's very, very powerful. So that's one show that you should try to make an appointment to get on live. Okay, Ron, so we can keep talking, I guess, a little bit more about our spirits because someone wrote in, spirit energy. When I command my spirit to spell entities, etc. I sometimes feel light spirit energy going down my arms and out through my fingertips. My arms become weightless. Do others experience this?
Very interesting. Yeah, so you could have entities attached to your arms, and maybe that's where they're being kicked out of. So it's it's good to do that. I can't always say it'll be successful because the spirit, like I said, isn't as powerful as the entities. But if you're having success, that's wonderful. I mean, maybe you did enough clearings in the past to get rid of all the stuff preventing you as a normal person to be able to use your spirit. So the more clearings you have, the more energy you have with you where you're not contaminated and you may have more spirit energy. So that's great. Very wonderful. Well, back to you.
Right. And then, of course, you know, Ron has given us so many tools. And you'll want to remember to, before you go out, once you've increased your life force energy, to shrink wrap and also dim your light so people aren't noticing you and trying to grab or glom onto your energy. Okay, so Ron, every show at the end, Ron does the mind to heart drop. And there's a recording of Ron doing it on his website. And there's a recording of Ron doing it on his YouTube channel, which is called Ron Amatron. There are some wonderful lectures Ron has given, and as well as these eternal unlimited clearings that he's done on the radio shows, but you can access them very easily and quickly there. So if you have not been to Ron's YouTube channel, you'll want to check that out. So anyway, someone wrote in a mind-to-heart drop testimonial. I have been doing the mind to heart drop many times every day, and it's helping me think with my heart and whole body. Today, I had a persistent problem coming up. Every time it occurred, I did the mind to heart drop, and after about 10 times, I knew exactly what to do and hopped up to handle it without forethought. I had all the energy to shift it totally and manifest something completely new. I now have a timer set to do the mind-to-heart drop every hour.
Oh, that's very good. Very, very good. Yeah, it's nice to do that. Very good. I'm happy that got that nice testimonial and that you're able to shift reality and get more information. Oh. Back to you.
It's basically just practice, isn't it, Ron? Because we're so used to using the mind energy when all along we had source energy in us. But we just have to sort of practice the awareness of our connection to source energy. And the more we do that, the more power we'll have in our own lives.
Yes, and as you start doing it more, there'll be a point to where you might get a little spacey or you may miss an appointment or something. So you want to get a day planner. And then you will start to learn after a while how to communicate with your spirit and just maybe say it a little differently since your spirit is in your body. Let's just say that you're able to communicate with your body and your spirit as one. So your body will start to become, in a sense, a light body. I'm kind of saying that loosely because you're not going to disappear and look like a piece of light or just be invisible, but you will. This is the start of that process, okay? And so as you do it more and more, you're going to realize that you're going to be in the present moment, and all the things that you have dealt with in your past that would come forward and bother you, maybe nag you, we'll say, will start to fall apart or fall off of you in a sense because you're no longer in that energy. And that's what the mind of heart drop will do. And then people in your life that would be connected to you, courting you or whatever, will eventually kind of drop away. So that's sort of what it is. So you're out of your head, and you're now into, your spirit energy. and you may even have a glimpse of part of your body that is maybe forming, in a sense, a light body. So, and it could take a while to do that, but you're going to be out of time, and you're going to have to learn how to switch over from mind energy, where you want to get out of, to, you know, spirit energy, source energy that's with you and has always been with you, that, you know, but you haven't recognized that or even known about it. So when you do switch over, all of a sudden you're in the present moment, and you're using the same system. Remember, the darkness took the system of source energy, working with your spirit and your body, and then they took that, the same, if I want to use the word rules or laws, which doesn't really pertain, but we can call it that, you know, the blueprint of you working with your spirit, and they just took all that information and the process that, you know, you would be normally using, and they put it into mind energy. So it's the same exact thing, just that you have two choices now, to use mind or to use your source energy, which is your spirit. And so there's no difference on it. Some people say, well, how do I manifest? Well, it's the same process, you know. And as you, once you click into the process of being in the moment, you're going to have the same information, but it won't be coming from your head. It'll come through your whole body. So if you notice, mind energy typically is inside of your head. That's where you're thinking from. Or source energy, your whole body is in communion with what you want to manifest. But the actual way of doing it would be the exact same thing, because the darkness stole and copied the light. So as you start doing this more and more, remember, like I said, you're probably going to become a little spacey at first, maybe a couple of weeks to a month. As you do this, maybe every hour, you know, for the, you know, the 20 seconds there. And you want to get a day planner. And after you do it a whole bunch of times, you're going to go, wow, I'm actually in the moment and I'm peaceful. And you may see scenes in front of you that would normally disturb you or connect you to the darkness of mind energy, of emotions and duality. And that won't even affect you. And the way you really tell if you're in source energy or not is just start watching some DVDs and movies of things that may look kind of awful to you that you'd normally run away from. And when you're in the present moment, whatever happens on that screen that you're looking at won't have any effect on you. It'll be like zero. You're just going to be watching it just to see what's happening and have no real memory of what's going on. So when I talk about shows that I've watched, I have to write them down, and I don't really remember a lot of the shows. You know, I might get a few snapshots of it. Where if I was in mind energy, I'd probably be able to, you know, see scenes going before my eyes continuously from the show. But, you know, some things I look at and, you know, it comes and goes. I remember the show, if somebody can bring it up, or if I write it down and talk about it to you to watch it, you know. But other than that, no, I don't have any remembrance of a lot of things. Oh, in fact, I was kind of surprised. When we have 10 years of archives here, I go, wow, yes, I aged 10 years. You know, you know, that's a long time. If you look at it, you know, think about your own life, like 10 years, wow. But for me, like, I go, wow, 10 years? But yeah, I can't remember when we started doing these. I know it was like 07, I think. But I don't have any real recall at all of 10 years of shows. Okay? In fact, I remember taking you up to have the horses, but the show right now, I can't remember really what we talked about initially. There's no need to hang on to stuff, because that just locks you into duality and keeps you on timelines. Remember, your safety of who you are, where you want to be, is not on any timelines, because that's directly, you know, the energy that the aliens want to put you on. They want you to be on timelines to experience their reality for you, how they planned your life. Oh, let's see. I have something here that just came across. This is, wanted to watch, yeah, a reminder for you to watch that Sense8 episode 13. So I got to write that down here. We'll see what that movie's about here.
Well, that was the one someone wrote in to say you could see a shapeshifter.
Yep, I got to watch that. Yeah, Sense 8, number 13. Okay. Oh, see what I can pick up on that. Okay, so anything you want to add?
Testimonial, but we could save that for our next show. So if you want to, it's pretty much time to say goodbye. So if you want to just do the mind to heart drop for us, that would be great.
Well, let's do the pen one. It'll probably only be a minute, so
okay,
we'll do that.
Okay. Dear Ron, I was having a lot of trouble with my head, which felt very heavy, and couldn't get any relief. As soon as you removed pins from the neck, I experienced immediate relief in my neck and head. This call was the best ever. I feel as light as a feather. Thank you so much.
Hey, great. So that was a call today. So tomorrow we have the 7-hour call, Monday starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. And let's do the mind to heart drop, which you should be doing yourself all the time. Every hour would be great. Remember, you're on the light ship now for about 55 minutes riding your horses. So here we go. For horse. Horses for everybody. So here we go. I'm going to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. Blessings. Enjoy your horse ride. And remember, you have to send me a testimonial. Okay, we'll see you later. Bye. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes, you listeners, for listening. Good evening.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.